Okay, welcome to our first lecture for chapter 18. And what I'm going to be talking about in this lecture is the key characteristics of a civilization, and Russia will be my prototype for this lecture. And I'm basically dealing with Russia in the early 18th century under the rule of Peter the Great. And he ruled, like I said, in the early part of the 18th century. Basically, he spans 1689 to 1725. So, what do I mean by civilization? That's what I want to talk about in the first couple of slides with this lecture, is I really want to dissect what the word civilization means. For some of you who took World Civilizations 1, you've already been over some of this material. But again, the new thrust of it will be I'll be using Russia as my prototype. So, with the rise of civilization, the word itself, civilization, connotes different things. A lot of people interpret civilization to mean people are civilized. And if you're not living in a civilization, if you're a nomadic people, for instance, you're barbaric or not civilized. That's not really what the word in this usage means. A civilization, defined by most scholars, is a complex culture with a set of defined characteristics. And there are five key characteristics of a civilization: complex institutions, specialized workers, record keeping, advanced cities, and advanced technology. And what I want to do with the rest of this lecture is talk about each one of these key characteristics of a civilization. And as I do so, I'll bring up some points from Russia under the rule of Peter the Great that really illustrate how Russia, by the early 18th century, was evolving into a very defined sort of civilization. Throughout this semester, we're going to be looking at a variety of different places around the globe, a variety of different civilizations, if you will. And we're going to be exploring these five key concepts. But when we look at these five key characteristics of a civilization, we're going to look at them for both the good things they bring about, but also the bad things. Because each one of these complex institutions, specialized workers, record keeping, advanced cities, and advanced technology, each of these characteristics brings about good and bad to a society. Okay, so let's first begin by looking at and first defining what complex institutions are. Complex institutions are things like your government, where you have a system of ruling, and your religion, where you have a system of worship, and your economy, where you have a way of getting food and bartering or trading items or buying items. It is also your legal institutions, it's your educational institutions. All of those types of complex institutions are a part of a civilization. So if you're trying to decide if a group of people actually have formed a civilization, you really need to be looking at the complex institutions. Now, under Peter the Great, he really looked at the role of government and the role of the military. And he took those two complex institutions, military and government, and really tried to westernize those entities. So he basically reformatted the government and streamlined it and really modernized the military. So let's talk about some of the key things Peter the Great did in terms of changing the form of government. First, he put into effect an edict that issued noble people to shave off their beards and wear Western dress. So he's making them more westernized. He had the symbolic ceremonies. At the symbolic ceremonies, he no longer allowed the Mongol features of long sleeves of the noble garments. So he wanted them to get out of their former Mongol attire. He also encouraged upper-class women to no longer isolate themselves at home, but rather to attend events like the theater and the ballet. He also abolished a wedding tradition whereby the bride's father handed a whip to the groom, symbolizing the transfer of male power. In addition, he also had the custom of the Christmas tree imported from Germany. So those are just a few small examples of how he started to change the complex institution of government, for instance. I'm going to talk more about the military when I talk about advanced technology. So these reforms were designed to enhance Russia in Western eyes and to jolt the noble class out of their established routines. Another key characteristic of a civilization would be the specialized workers. And basically, during the formation of civilizations, during our ancient civilizations like ancient Mesopotamia and ancient Egypt, which we're dating way back, it was at the beginning of food surpluses that really provided the opportunity for specialization. Because when you can start growing more food and domesticating animals, it allows for more jobs to be conducted in a community. So you no longer need everyone growing the food. So specialized workers in a civilization really showcase the ability of that civilization to develop into new areas. So for this particular key characteristic, once again, I want to focus on Peter the Great. And what I'm using right here is an illustration from your textbook. And this is a picture of Peter the Great, who was the Tsar of Russia. And he's cutting off the beard of an Orthodox old believer. And basically, once again, it's part of his reform to westernize the dress of the Russian people. And I'm using Peter the Great as my specialized worker because once we have the formation of a civilization, you will then have people starting to take on different roles. And Peter the Great, he was a Tsar, and he came from the Romanov family. This dynastic family basically started right around in the early 17th century. And his dad, Alexis, had restored the Tsarist autocracy, and he abolished assemblies of nobles and claimed authority over the Russian church. So as Tsar, he basically asserted himself as the most important part of the government. And Peter expanded on his dad's work. He basically was a very big guy. He stood 6 feet 8 inches tall, and he was eager to reform this giant nation. And he really pushed to take on some of the Enlightenment things that were going on in other parts of Europe. Now, record keeping is another key characteristic of a civilization. And record keeping is basically writing. So as government, religion, and the economy became more complex and structured, people recognized the need to keep records. Government officials documented tax collection, passage of laws, and the storage of grain. So a society that does not have any form of record keeping maybe can't be considered a civilization. That's something to think about. So interestingly enough, with Peter the Great and his desire to westernize his country, he really showcased that in his record keeping. In December of 1699, he decreed that official records would adopt the calendar years from the birth of Christ in the manner of many Christian nations. Basically, Peter was obsessed with time and its passing, and he believed that wasted time like death cannot be reversed. So he changed the way the Russian people told time. Traditionalists, people who wanted to retain Russia's culture, really denounced his tampering with what they called God's time by changing the calendar. See, previously, Russia had utilized the Byzantine practice of numbering years from the notational creation of the world in 5509 BCE, before the Common Era. And so when he Christianized it, that was a form of record-keeping, but it angered many people. Now, advanced cities also are a key characteristic of a civilization. And cities are centers of trade. And by creating more cities in your civilization, people basically are expanding and creating a more complex civilization. And Peter did this as well. Militaristically, he was very effective. After battling against Sweden, Peter picked up considerable Russian territory off the coast, off the eastern coast of the Baltic, and by so doing, he was able to really reduce Sweden to the status of a second-rate power. So, with the conquest of parts of this Swedish territory, Russia now had a window on the Baltic Sea, including an ice-free port, which meant that you could get into this port all winter. And this allowed Russia to really become a major player in the European diplomatic and military conflicts of the day. He also moved the capital from Moscow to St. Petersburg, which became a new Baltic city. And this is a picture of a fountain. It's his summer palace complex, Peter the Great's summer palace complex near St. Petersburg, and the fountains would line the marine canal connecting this palace to the Gulf of Finland. And again, here's another shot of it. So again, that's just a small example of his advanced cities. And lastly, to be considered a civilization, you need to have advanced technology. Those are tools and techniques that can help solve the problems that emerge when large groups of people live together. And once again, under Peter the Great's tutelage, Russia really advanced technologically. He streamlined the Russian bureaucratic system, as I suggested, and the military apparatus. And that gave him, as Tsar, more power. And one way he streamlined the military apparatus was to create the first Russian Navy. New munitions factories and shipyards facilitated this effort, and a substantial iron industry developed. So once again, this was just a quick lecture on the key characteristics of a civilization using Russia as the prototype. And we will be focusing on these five key characteristics for the rest of the year with the various different societies we study.